The U.S. and Iran have been at loggerheads for 40 years, but the last 16 months have seen some of the most intense confrontation. In May of last year, Donald Trump walked away from the Iran nuclear deal and launched a sanctions campaign of maximum pressure. The effects on Iran's economy have been crippling. Iran has responded with provocations that have helped bring the two countries to the brink of military action. But the Iranians may now be about to secure a financial lifeline. France is offering Iran a $15 billion loan. That's probably enough to help Iran hold out till after the U.S. election next year. Robin Wright is a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace at the Woodrow Wilson Institute. Robin, why does France want to help Iran right now?
France has been involved in a quiet behind-the-scenes set of diplomatic engagements with both the Trump administration and the Iranians to see if they can figure out a way both to get the nuclear negotiations back on track and, most importantly, to avoid some kind of military action. The Europeans in general are still committed to the original nuclear deal brokered by the world's six major powers in 2015.
And the idea is that $15 billion U.S. dollars from France will offset the pain of economic sanctions. I mean, that's going to go against economic sanctions then, right? Will the U.S. be happy with this move?
Well, the United States will not be happy, but it does come at a very interesting time. The French initiative is to try to get both President Trump and President Hassan Rouhani into a single room where they negotiate together and they agree to something bigger than the nuclear deal. But in the run-up to that meeting, both Iran and the United States are taking tough action. The United States has introduced a series of sanctions even over the past week, and the Iranians are saying they're going to move gradually away in specific steps from their commitments in the nuclear deal. But the goal of all sides in this big diplomatic game is to try to figure out a way to get beyond the tensions. And that could play out in 3 weeks when the UN General Assembly convenes in New York and the heads of state will be there. The Trump administration has repeatedly and quietly tried to get President Rouhani to meet in New York. The Iranians have always refused on grounds that they don't want a photo op, they want something substantial. And so you see this increasing pressure to try to get everybody together. Whether it'll work or backfire is hard to tell.
Well, we've seen what the White House means by summits with nuclear wannabes like North Korea. I mean, it's not terribly productive. What makes you think a U.S.-Iran summit would be any different?
Well, that's the big issue for the Iranians. And I met with the Iranian foreign minister in July in New York, and he repeatedly said, look, we don't want a photo op. Senator Rand Paul carried an invitation from President Trump to the foreign minister to go to the White House that very week to begin negotiations. And the foreign minister had to decide not to do it for fear that there wouldn't be anything substantive. And so I think the Iranians fear that it will be just a photo op that doesn't produce anything tangible, or if it does, it's another two-page statement that doesn't go very far when you consider the 2015 nuclear deal was 157 pages with very specific steps by all sides. And that's really what Iran wants at the end of the day, another very specific agreement that will alleviate its tensions and figure out a way to get beyond the current hostility.
What do you think the chances are of a summit between Hassan Rouhani and Donald Trump?
After 40 years of tension and attempts by seven presidents to try to end the tensions with Iran, it's very hard to see that this can end quickly. At the same time, President Trump has repeatedly said he wants to meet with the Iranian president. And I think the Iranians, they need now to figure out a way out of the economic squeeze they're experiencing. It can only get worse for them. The question is, how do you broker it? And I think there are some ideas out there. How do you move beyond the limits, the time limits on some of the elements of Iran's nuclear program? But how do you also deal with its missile program, its arrest of dual nationals and foreigners in Iran, its intervention and meddling in the Middle East, the things that President Trump wants to include in any broader deal about Iran's nuclear program?
Robin Wright, Iran scholar and writer with The New Yorker. Thanks very much.
Thank you.